Tonight, we remember the four Advent candles.
We remember the gift of love for a lonely world. We have remembered the gift of hope for a discouraged world. We remember the gift of peace for a divided world. We remember the gift of joy for a sad world. Today, we light the Christ candle as we celebrate the gift of Christ's birth for the whole world.
Meant that everybody had to go to their hometown. So Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea because he was of the house and the lineage of David. And he went with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Suddenly an angel appeared before them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For to you today in Bethlehem is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth with all those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels left and went up into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that they have told us about." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And they made known all that had been told them about this baby. And those who heard it were amazed. And the shepherds went away, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as the angels had told them. That's our good news tonight. You may be seated. Angels. There have been programs on television which give us the impression that angels are those who have gone before us and come back to make things right. But that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that angels are a special creation of God, that mankind is made just a little lower than the angels. When I was growing up, the church that I went to was called St. Luke's. And in our church at that time, there were two sets of twins, the same age, my twin brothers, and another set of twins, Dallas and Dennis and Dallas, Moose, M-U-H-S. There came a time in the middle of winter when Dallas and Dennis got really sick. In fact, they had pneumonia. We lived north of town, of Stanton, and they lived south, way out in the hills, sand hills. And their road was almost impassable if it snowed. Well, there was a blizzard. And the two of them were deathly sick. They were coughing and wheezing. They had a high fever. And their father, Ed, went out to plow the road to get them to the doctor. But if you've ever been in a blizzard, you know that the more you shovel, the more it comes right back on you, and making no progress whatsoever. Meanwhile, their mother was beside herself. What do you do when you've got a child who is deathly ill and you don't know how you're going to make it through the night because you don't have any medicine at all and there's no way of getting them to the doctor? So through the night, she is praying and hoping, and pretty soon her husband, Ed, comes in covered with snow and has had to give up because the tractor is stuck on the road and there's no way of opening it. Her wits end when she looks up. She's heard the boys coughing and wheezing all night long. She looks up and there's a light coming out of their room. It's an unusual light. She's never seen anything like this. And she can't figure out. One of the boys somehow got well enough to get up and play with matches or something. And she's about ready to go to the door when the light goes out. And she listens. And the boys are not coughing and wheezing. So she goes in and she flips on the light. And the boys are sitting up. And they said, Mom, did you see the angel?" She said, "No, I didn't see an angel." They said, "She was sitting right there at the foot of our bed." She went and felt their foreheads. The fever was gone. They weren't hacking and coughing. The pneumonia just... There are stories like that all over the angels. But angels figure prominently throughout the scriptures, beginning in the Garden of Eden, where they are the guardians of the garden. But through all of the scriptures, we read how the angels appear at amazing times, times when there are changes taking place in the lives of humankind. Abraham and Sarah, who have been barren and are up there in their age, older than most of us here, are told by an angel that they're going to have a baby. And Sarah laughs. But she does. An angel also warns Abraham not to carry out the sacrifice that all of his neighbors are carrying out to the moon god, sacrificing their firstborn child. An angel is there to wrestle with Jacob. Jacob's life was out of joint. He was kind of, in fact, his name means thief. And he stole his brother's birthright, and he was not very honest with his uncle Laban. And he wrestles with this angel, and not only is his life put out of kilter, out of joint, his hip is put out of joint too. An angel appears in a burning bush and speaks to Moses at a crucial time when the children of Israel are slaves in Egypt. And he tells Moses to go get them. An angel leads the children of Israel out of slavery and into the wilderness, and there leads them by a pillar of cloud by night, pillar of fire by night, and a pillar of cloud by day. And an angel provides for their manna and their water as they travel in the wilderness. It's as if a part of God is always there with them. An angel announces the birth of Samuel, the first and the greatest of the judges of Israel. An angel follows them wherever they go and always appears at those important points. An angel tells Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth, who has been barren, is going to have a baby. An angel announces to Mary that she is going to have a baby, and the impossible, even if she is a virgin, is going to happen. An angel tells Joseph not to divorce her, but to take care of her. An angel warns the wise men not to return to Herod, but go back another way. An angel warns Joseph to take the Holy Family into Egypt for safety. An angel is there when Jesus goes through all of the temptations in the wilderness to give him comfort and strength. An angel is there to give him comfort in the Garden of Gethsemane as he awaits his trial and crucifixion. But it's an angel who is at the tomb to remind people, well, not only to roll back the stone, but to remind people that he's not here. He's risen. What more could you ask? Yes, God sends those special messengers. That's what where the word angel literally means. Messenger of the Lord sends those messengers into our lives, and sometimes some of us get to act like messengers too, like angels. That's where that idea comes from. But the angels come in special ways. When I was in Springfield, Missouri, one of the people in our congregation told me about something that happened in her life. Her husband was serving in the military in Okinawa, and she was returning. She had an infant, and that trip from Okinawa back to the Midwest is a long, long journey. And on the plane, she realized she was running out of formula. The baby had some kind of an illness where ordinary formulas don't work. It had to be a very special time. And she was almost out. But she thought when she got to the airport in Hawaii, she could get some. Unfortunately, at the airport, they wouldn't let her leave to buy anything. She was stuck. Not only was she out of the formula that this baby needed, and he was already crying because he was hungry, but she was out of diapers. And he was a tiny little infant who had had to have these tiny little diapers. She was at her wit's end. What do you do when you have nothing more? She went into the restroom and was weeping and listening to her baby cry and feeling so hopeless and so helpless, praying that somehow she could find something that might work for diapers, something that this baby could eat. When a woman came in and said, she noticed that she had this infant, I have some of this formula. And she was about to tell her that it couldn't be just any formula. It had to be a certain kind because the baby was allergic to the others. And it was the very one that she needed. And she said, well, thank you very much. And she began to feed it. Well, she said, I've also got a bunch of these preemie diapers. Could you use those? Well, of course she could. She was able to get on the when she got the baby changed, she went out into the waiting area to find this woman to thank her. There was no such woman. She asked around. Nobody had ever seen her. She described her. She wasn't there. Our friend said it had to be an angel. Because when she got to San Francisco, she used up the last of her formula and the last of the diapers. A miracle. But that's what God calls us today to remember. That He has sent messengers into our world. Messengers who want us to take His word and put it within us. Because He wants to live in our hearts and perform miracles we can't even dream of. We are called upon to share those miracles with others. We're called upon to be messengers of love, hope, peace, and joy. So this Christmas, may we celebrate, knowing that the stories of angels are not just made up. And I would guess that after tonight, I'll probably hear a couple more. Because I am certain that they've been happening all around us, and we just don't share them the way we ought to. So let us be messengers of good news and angels to one another. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds celebrating the joy of Christmas. Amen.